help around the house, even the handiest do-it-yourselfer needs an extra hand sometimes. Let Mr. Fix-It, Tom Feza, help you out.
You fixed it!
During the Fix-It Show on 620 WTMJ.
The Fix-It Show is brought to you by Plumbing Parts Plus, Rapida's Fine Foods, All Parts, Siding Unlimited, J&B Construction, and your locally owned neighborhood True Value Store. It's up to 20 degrees over here at Radio City. 9 minutes after 8, I'm Jim Peck. Mr. Fix-It is here. You can join us by calling 414-799-1620 or the AccuNet Mortgage toll-free talk line, 1-800-877-1620. And for the second time today, I look across and say, good morning, Tom Feza of Mr. Fix-It.
Hey, Jim Peck, it's a great Fix-It day, but I got to warn you, if you want it to warm up, you know, if it warms up, Jeff Wagner says it's going to snow.
Oh, yeah.
So you want it cold or you want it warm and snowy?
There is no break coming this year.
There's nothing in between. You know what that does? That really makes a mess. Wreaks havoc with rain gutters, downspouts, drainage, and basements.
Which leads us into our guest in the studio today, Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair. Chris, nice to have you with us.
Good morning, everybody.
And you are the man. And it was funny, off the air, we were talking about the fact that haven't had too many problems with leakage yet because nothing has melted, but it's going to.
It's going to. And I think this week was a big example of some of the folks out there probably experienced some water that they haven't seen in quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Us as a company haven't really received many calls for water leakage over the last several months because it's been so dang cold out there.
Yep.
But we have seen a lot of wall movement over the last few months. I think a lot of it had to do with the frost in the ground.
That's not a good idea, is it? Walls aren't supposed to move.
Oh, no. They're not supposed to move. And most folks don't notice it unless they're absolutely looking for it. So today we're going to talk to the people out here and tell them what they should look for.
What should you be looking for?
Well, if what you should do is you should make a conscious effort as a homeowner to take a look downstairs and try to be proactive and catch some of these things that might be going on in the basement before they get really bad. So some of those things you can do is you can go downstairs with a good flashlight and just take a look at those walls, because not many people want to go look at those basement walls.
Mm-hmm.
But it is something that you need to do, and take a look. See if you notice a crack or some staining or some water seepage.
Now, are there some cracks that are kind of okay that you expect to find and other cracks that are, whoa, look out, danger?
Absolutely. Some cracking would be considered normal.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom knows that. He's done, you know, thousands of home inspections. Some of them are normal. Some of them, though, are not what you want to see, and that's when you want to get an expert involved, and we can come out and take a look at that.
Yeah, so, you know, typically masonry surfaces are going to shrink a little bit and move around a little bit. So sometimes those stepping cracks, people call them step cracks or stepping cracks, ladder cracks, a lot of times that's not an issue. It's that horizontal ones and the displacement people need to worry about.
Absolutely. The displacement is what people want to worry about. And there's some areas that you can focus on when you're down there taking a look at your basement. You want to look near the window edges. That's where you'll see some cracking coming down. Or, like Tom had just mentioned, some of the horizontal cracks. And usually you'll see those about the third or fourth course down, which is near the frost level on most houses. And sometimes you'll even see them at the very bottom, which is called a base shear. But these are all things that, as a homeowner, you want to be proactive so you don't get caught with the really big repair. You can get these things early enough. It usually can be a little bit more minor.
Sure. So people can go down and take a good look. The big bright flashlight is a big help. You can put a straight edge on the walls, too, or drop a plumb bob if you think it moved. But if there's any significant movement, and significant, I'm talking about an inch or something, but you got to be smart enough to measure it to the corners, and there's a whole lot to evaluating that. So
yeah,
if people do have an issue, though, that you would help them evaluate that problem?
Absolutely, and that's when you need to have an expert in. We come out, we'll take a look at your walls, and we can measure them with laser levels, and Accurate is the only one company in the entire state that we have nationally certified structural repair specialists on staff, and also nationally certified waterproofing specialists on staff, and that would be me. And also we have a certified home inspector on staff, so we have the qualified people that can come out and take a look at your foundation.
Okay, this is that's one of those things I can feel the chill going up my spine as we even talk about it. But the point that I think you're making, Chris, and making it well, is that get down there and look at it now. don't wait until you've got water coming in or you've got a wall that you can spot from across the room that's out of sync.
Yeah, absolutely. That's an excellent point. Just because you don't have water doesn't mean that you don't have a structural problem, and vice versa. Some basements you'll go into and they won't have a bit of water, but they have significant foundation or structural damage. And then you get homes that have the opposite. There's not a crack in the wall. It looks perfect, but they're getting water all over. This time of the year, while you're down there looking at those walls, is a really good time to take a look at that sump pump, too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the water intrusion issues this year have been caused by sump pumps freezing and having some gutters overflowing with some ice. And then when you do get that snow melt off of the roof because of some of the temperatures, that can cause some issues too. So those are a couple of the other things you want to look at.
Well, we've got basement calls coming in, but let's finish it. We've got to talk to Pat and Beloit because Pat has had such patience and has stayed with us virtually all morning. And, Pat, I'm sorry to have kept you waiting that long, but it's so nice to have you with us. And how can we help you today?
Well, first of all, are you good at dogs? Because I have a 20-month-old puppy, Boston Terrier, remember? Maybe I've called before. And she's driving me crazy. She's housebound.
Oh, and she doesn't want to go outside, huh?
Well, she goes out, but the thing is, she has so much energy, and the snow is taller than she is.
Yep.
So there's nothing I can do with her, and she sits in front of me and barks because she's like, do something, you know? Yeah.
Can you get her to retrieve a little ball?
She's been chasing that, but you know what? It's never ending because you know how young dogs are.
Oh, yes.
And she just, you know, and terriers are so full of energy.
And Boston Terriers are just great. That's a great breed.
Yeah, I love her today. This is the fifth one I've had over many years.
Wow.
But the thing is, I've never had one that was snowbound like this.
Yep. No, that's where you need to call Amy Ammon over at Amiable Pets. She'll have an answer for you, I guarantee you. But you've got a question about something else.
Okay, I have a septic system, okay? Now, last night on Madison News, because I can't get Milwaukee television here, they were talking about, a plumber was on, talking about freezing pipes and all those things, and then he said there was a concern with the pipe out to the sewer system, okay? And he suggested throwing salt crystals down the toilet. And I've never thought, I mean, I've lived here a long time and I've never had a problem, but we haven't had a winter like this before, at least not in recent times. And so the thing is, I have a septic.
Okay.
Do I have to worry about my septic system getting a blocked by a frozen? Because they say it's 8 feet deep now.
But that's an exaggeration. I mean, and Chris and I are looking at each other. We kind of talked off the air before. Do you have snow cover in your yard?
Yeah. I mean, it's like I say, the puppy can't even go outside because it's so deep.
Sure. So what the snow does is insulate the ground, and the heat comes up. You know, so the ground is warm. If you go down 10 feet, it's 55 degrees in the ground. And so snow cover will insulate it, and you won't have a frost problem. I wouldn't put a bunch of salt down my septic system, no.
Well, that's what I was afraid of, and I thought I'd call you this morning, but
Chris Mancuso is here, and he's saying the same thing, right, Chris?
Yeah, I've never heard of the salt down the toilet idea, but generally I haven't heard much about septic lines freezing. Is it possible? Possible, but not really probable.
Nah, I wouldn't worry about that. Worry about your puppy, that's more important.
Well, I appreciate that because I do heat with wood, so my walls on the outside, I have wood stacked against them in the kitchen area and down the hall where the laundry is, and I think that insulates a little bit, too, for the pipes and stuff, and I've done all the other precautionary things, like running the water and leaving the cabinets open, but I never thought about my septic system, so you've just relieved my mind.
Isn't that nice? Well, that's what we're here for. But one thing, Pat, you should be careful of, and we've talked about this in the past, particularly on the Designer Yard Show, if you've got wood stacked up leaning against the house, you've got a good possibility of getting carpenter ants or termites jumping from that wood and starting to work on your house. So be careful about that. That's Peck's.
Now you're worrying her. Now you got a new thing to worry
about.
Well,
it's okay. She's a good person, and she can call in and talk to the pet vet about the problem with the Boston Terrier. But I think Amy Ammon is the one to go to.
Yep.
Any rate, let's see. We've got acceptable limits for basement wall being out of plumb. Oh, there's a question we all want to deal with. Coming up next, right here on 620 WTMJ, Wisconsin's radio station.
This is the Fix-It Show with Mr. Fix-It, Tom Faza, on 620 WTMJ.
Hang out with the WTMJ 620 folks at the 2014 Greater Milwaukee Auto Club Show. You just heard about that. We're going to bring you the pet vet and all about cars from the Wisconsin Center later today. Libby Collins has all the fun. She gets to go down and do that. That goes on, of course, right after the Badgers basketball game this afternoon. Then it's Wisconsin Sports Weekend starting at 11 o'clock. Tomorrow morning. Boy, we got you covered all the way into Sunday.
Busy weekend.
Yes, I'm Jim Peck along with Mr. Fix-It Tom Faza. Today we're joined in the studio by Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair. You heard his voice earlier. And Chris, I'm remiss because I should have asked you what the phone number is over there.
Our phone number is 414-744-6900.
And the website?
Is accuratebasementrepair.com. Just the name of the company. And again, 414-744-6900. And you can call immediately. Angie's there waiting for some phone calls this morning.
And you have something, if it's a senior, you got a special going on?
Absolutely. If you call in today and you book an appointment with Angie, you're going to get a free water alarm when we come out to take a look for you.
Oh, that's a good thing to have.
Yeah, we can set it up downstairs in the basement for you, and if something seeps in an area, you'll hear an alarm go off, and then you know it's leaking.
No surprises.
No surprises.
Then you send your wife down to take a look at it.
Yeah,
there
mop
you go.
That up.
Yep. Let's see. Who's been holding on the longest? And it is Leo in New Berlin. Leo, how can we help you today?
Oh, hi. It's Lee.
Oh, Lee. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I had a question about a toilet that the seal was broken. I had it replaced.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to know quickly, is it normal for the plumber to take the water out of the toilet and drain it into the sink?
You mean out of the toilet tank?
No, out of the toilet itself.
You mean when he's removing the toilet to replace
yes.
the seal?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. He's got to put it somewhere, I guess. If there's no tub nearby, I would just sanitize it, wash it out really well.
Well, that's what I did. I just thought that they used a wet dry vac.
No, not necessarily.
Really?
I wouldn't do that, no. That would mess up your back. I'd dump it wherever I could dump it.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, there you've heard it from the horse's mouth.
Okay, but that's pretty gross, you plumbers out there.
Yeah, that's pretty gross. Well, but yeah, it's porcelain. It can be cleaned up and sanitized. Throw a little bleach and water in there and go for it.
I don't know. I think I agree with Matt. I don't think I'd like that either, but what the heck. That's just me. Let's see. We've got... Here's Jerry from West Allis has been holding on the next longest. And Jerry, good morning. You're on the air with Mr. Fix-It and with Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair.
Good morning. I was wondering what are guidelines for how far a basement wall can be off of vertical. If it's a half inch off of plumb, does it need to be braced?
Well, it depends on the original wall construction itself. And... you know, some walls just aren't built plumb to begin with, so that would depend on that. And also depends on if you have cracking, too. Some walls are out of plumb and there's no cracks in them. They were probably built that way, so the likelihood of them getting repaired is pretty slim. But you can have some walls that are, for example, what you have, a half inch, that would be repaired if they were built plumb to begin with. And there is some associated cracking with that. So about that half-inch mark is where we start looking at doing some reinforcing. That would be without excavating. Once you get to a point where you're about an inch out of plumb, then you're looking at not only reinforcements but also excavation and wall straightening. That's why we keep telling people to be proactive and take a look at those walls before they get to the point where they need excavating.
So if it's a half-inch out, he should probably get a hold of you or someone like you, not that there's anyone like you, Chris, but and get a check now because it may be getting worse?
Absolutely, especially if you see some cracking associated with that.
Okay. If it was roughly the same half inch 7 years ago, would you say then it probably is pretty stable or built that way and it wouldn't be required to repair?
But probably, but you know, again, you got to. Has there been any crack movement or any different signs that on that wall that weren't there 7 years ago? So if you looked at it 7 years ago and it was whatever half inch or so, and now it's 5/8 butt and has some associated more cracking, mm-hmm. then you'd want to be more aggressive.
Sounds to me, you're talking about a basement. You got a half inch out. Spend just a little bit of money, get Chris to come out and look at it and let you know, as opposed to spending a huge amount of money in a year or two if it's moving.
Now, back to Mr. Fix-It, Tom Thesa, on The Fix-It Show, exclusively on 620 WTMJ.
I'm sure you're aware the cold weather is leaving people with cold and the flu, but they're still going to work. Should employers be required to pay sick leave for something like that? Jeff Wagner dives in at 1:35 on Monday. I'm Jim Peck, along with Mr. Fix-It and Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair. And Chris, somebody called in off the air and asked if you would repeat your phone number.
Our phone number again is 414-744-6900. That's 744-6900.
And the website?
Is accuratebasementrepair.com.
Can't get much simpler than that. Let's see. Steve in Lodi has been hanging out for a long time because he's got some help for a previous caller. Steve, what have you got for us?
Hi, thanks, guys, for taking the call. Previously, there was a caller who was interested in getting a refrigerator, but he was concerned the height of the refrigerator would conflict with his cabinet heights.
Right.
I had the exact same problem less than a month ago. I wanted a taller refrigerator. My cabinet was going to be a problem, and I didn't want to butcher the cabinet or create other problems. With the help of a local handyman, we were able to just take that single cabinet that's above the refrigerator, and we moved it up about 3 inches. We had to change the crown molding so that it looked right with the other cabinets. We didn't change the height of all my cabinets, just the one above the refrigerator. And I would say that if most people came and looked at it, you'd never know that it wasn't there all along.
Cool. So if you got space above, you could slide it up. That's a great idea.
Exactly right. As long as your cabinets aren't already up to the ceiling, you move it up. And then in a lot of homes, actually, cabinets aren't all installed at the same height anyway. So that turned out to be a good solution. A little touch-up paint where to kind of hide where the cabinet had moved up. You know, I had to touch up the paint beneath it, but I got the refrigerator I wanted. The kitchen looks great.
Cool. Thanks very much for that. That is awfully nice of you to call in, Steve. We appreciate it. Sounds like a good solution. And let's go to now Stu in Merton. Stu, you're on the air with Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair and, of course, Mr. Fix-It.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have a home, and we built our home about 7 years ago, and it has a poured basement in it. And the seams within the basement are probably about 3 to 3.5 in distance, feet in distance. And in two of the areas, there are cracks that go from the top of the basement down to the floor of the basement. And in the corners of the basement, there are some fine spider hairline cracks as well, too. My question is, being a newer home or relatively newer home, is this a normal thing to see, and should I expect this? And if not, what should I look for to see if it gets worse, and what should I do?
Okay, Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair. Sounds like it's up your alley, my friend.
Absolutely. Some of those seam cracks are normal. You know, Tom probably sees a lot of those, too, during his home inspections.
Sure.
And generally, Stu, we won't call those out unless you're getting some seepage from those or some wall displacement. Some of those cracks, they're in the seam, and that's where they should be cracking if they're going to crack at all. They're more of a unsightly thing than probably a structural problem at this point. Again, if you see some water coming in or if the faces of the walls don't match up anymore, then that would be something you'd want to address.
So it's no headache, and concrete shrinks as it cures, and as it cures, it will crack. And so that's just a common issue. So don't worry. Cross that one off your list.
Sounds like you're okay, Stu. We appreciate the call. Stu drops off. Oh, we haven't given out the phone numbers in quite a while. 414-799-1620. We do have some open lines right now. Or use the Accunet Mortgage toll-free talk line, 1-800-877-1620. And let's go to Larry in Beloit. Got an interesting problem. Toilet water sloshing around. Is that what's happening, Larry?
Yes, sir. In the wind, the last couple of days has been so windy and stuff, and I noticed that the toilet bowl water is kind of like moving around and stuff.
Sure.
I don't know what that's caused by.
Believe it or not, it's caused by the wind. The wind is so strong, it's making some pressure differentials.
Really?
The top, okay, the top of your plumbing system is a vent pipe that goes up. People call them stink pipes sometimes, but drains, waste, and vent. So at the top of your house, you have at least one 4-inch pipe.
Right.
And then the wind's affecting that and making the water down in the toilet bowl bounce around a little bit. So it's the wind. Yep, you analyzed it correctly.
All the time I thought it was poltergeist.
It's a weird thing. It's not your house shaking yet, but it's the wind that's causing pressure.
I hear that wind noise, too, in my fireplace. I got a gas fireplace. I leave the pilot light on all the time because it's just a lot. They say it's better to leave that on versus turning it off and then trying to ignite it during the holidays and stuff. Is that natural also hearing that wind, like, howling through the fireplace?
Yep. Yep, because we just don't. Yes, absolutely. My house, I have a relatively new house. You can hear the flaps on the bathroom exhaust fans. It'll actually open and close the flaps.
Okay.
So you
must scare the soup out of you the first time you hear that.
Well, you know, because you hear it whenever it gets really windy, you hear it. So
yeah.
It doesn't scare me too much. No,
not anymore.
Maybe just a little bit. Yeah, at first.
I told the story about it when I was a kid. We moved into a new house and it had block tin heating pipes, and we'd never had that before. And I was home alone. I was reading Edgar Allan Poe's The Fall of the House of Usher. I got right to the point where he hears the bolt being slid back in the crypt, and suddenly the heat went on, and bang, this heating pipe made a crack. I came out of that chair. I was terrified. That was the last time I read Poe living by myself. Let's see. Building a new home, should you leave some of the basement wall exposed? Interesting question coming up next on 620 WTMJ.
Making sure your honey-do list doesn't turn into a honey-what-did-you-do list. It's the Fix-It Show with Tom Faza on 620 WTMJ.
The 2014 Greater Milwaukee Auto Show is this weekend. Steve Daniels has the highlights on Wisconsin Weekend Morning News at 8:40 tomorrow. Listen for that. Steve always has some exciting things. Let's see. Next caller is Pat in Menominee Falls. Hey, Pat, you're on the air with everybody. How can we help you today?
Well, I just wonder if Tom has any idea when the Cardinals are coming back. We haven't had any Cardinals all winter. And also, I want to give a testimony about Akrit. They did my basement repair several years ago, and now when we have one of these 100-year rains, I run downstairs, look at my basement, and I say, thank you very much.
Well, how sweet. Thank you, Pat. We appreciate that call.
Yes.
Thank you, Pat. I appreciate it.
I'm so happy.
And it's nice to have you call in. I know you're Chris Mancuso's mother, so it's very sweet of you to do the just kidding.
And I'd like him to be my son.
Aww.
Oh, thank you, Pat.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
Thank you.
Well, we can talk about the will later.
Oh, man.
What the heck?
Absolutely.
And Mr. Fixit, any idea as to when the Cardinals are going to come back?
I have no idea about the Cardinals, but I can tell you Chris is a good guy. He runs a good straight ship and does great basement repairs. I've known him for years. He's a member of NARI and on the ethics committee at NARI and a great guy. So if you're looking for a basement issue, correction of a basement issue, Chris is a good guy to call.
That's why we have him here. Natalie, good morning. You're on the air, and how can we help you today?
Good morning. My husband and I are going to be building a home, and the half of the basement will be finished. The other half will be drywalled. My question is, should we leave the other half of the basement exposed so that we can monitor for any defects in the future?
Well, that's an excellent question, Natalie. I think that if you're going to be covering half of those walls, you're probably going to do like a half-finished basement and half exposed or something like that. What you can do is, during original construction, you can have them build in like an access panel, and it's almost like it'll almost look like a cabinet door or something, or like a wood frame, more of a decorative finished area, that you could open that up at times to take a look. You don't need much, maybe just one panel on a long wall. I think it's a good idea, 'cause 10 years down the road or 50 years down the road, you're going to want to take a look at that. So that's an excellent question.
Is the house under construction?
No, we break ground next month.
Okay. Well, the one key, and I think it'd be interesting to see what Chris says about this, but carefully check what they're going to use for backfill around the foundation, and the more stone, the better. Now, the minimum is like 2 feet, but you know it becomes 18 or 12 inches pretty quick. But backfilling around the drain tile system with much more gravel will pretty much solve any basement problem.
Absolutely. It's always worth that extra money to have the stone backfill put in, and people just don't do it because it costs a little bit more, but that's always a good idea, like Tom mentioned, is to have that stone fill put in all the way to grade.
Okay, so access panel and clarify the backfill.
Absolutely, Nat.
Okay, sounds good. I can tell my husband I told you so.
That's worth a couple of bucks right
oh,
there.
Oh, boy.
How could you do that?
Here we go.
Thanks, Natalie. We appreciate it. See, sometimes we inject ourselves into these family problems without even realizing
it. Oh, boy, we might have created one there. I don't know.
Yep. I would say, Natalie, don't talk to your husband yet. Bet him. Then next week, say that you called, and you can win something out of it. By the way, Kathy in Jefferson has called in and said they've got 10 pair of Cardinals out in Jefferson already.
Well, they're coming in.
Yeah, they must be. So that's kind of cool. Let's see. Dick in Brookfield. Dick, you're on the air. How can we help you today?
Hi, Dick. How can we help you?
Good morning. I've got a problem with plumbing, and I know it's... It is in the basement, so it's close to what you're talking about.
Okay.
But I've got one bathtub in my house. It's the lower bathtub of the first floor. Whenever I turn the hot water, not whenever, but once in a while when I turn the hot water faucet on, the whole system starts banging away like there's a bunch of air in there or something. And it's not always the case, but and nowhere else in the house does that happen. And I wonder if you have any ideas why that happens.
And it's when you turn it on, not when you turn it off.
No, it's interesting. Sometimes I turn it real slow. It takes a little while for the hot water to come out.
Okay, and is it, oh, how old is the house?
Oh, the house is about 66 years old.
Okay, so the control is two-handled.
Yep, a two-handle, right. And I replaced those. I replaced the inside of the handles, maybe 6 months ago. Went to Plumbing Parts Plus, got my parts.
Okay. So did the problem start about when you replaced those?
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got a loose part in there. The washer's loose, probably. Something's loose in there, and that's what's causing the problem. You can talk to Plumbing Parts Plus. They'll know exactly what it is, but it's a loose washer or loose fitting inside that fixture that's causing the problem.
Good luck on that one. We'll be back with more calls on WTMJ 620, Wisconsin's radio station.
Now, back to the Fix-It Show with Tom Faza on 620 WTMJ.
We're joined in the studio today by Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair, and we're talking with Jerry right here in Milwaukee. Jerry, how can we help you today?
For a basement that's, a house that's over 100 years old, an old house that's got stone walls, and a room that's been insulated and... got some panel board on it. How do you determine movement there? I mean, we don't see any issues, no water in the where the walls are.
I'd say you said it's a field stone. Did you say it's an old field stone, 100-year house? You said,
Jerry, did you say it was an old field stone? I think we may have lost Jerry.
Let's
let's assume that
he did. Let's just give him the answer.
Yeah, his phone went dead, yeah.
Yeah, Jerry, I wouldn't be too concerned about if it's a field stone type foundation and you don't have any problems with it, especially those structures that are that old. Unless you see something in the upper portion of that structure, that would be a dead giveaway. But if you don't see any cracking in some of the upper areas along doorways or window framing and so forth, then I wouldn't worry about it too much. And if you do get some seepage in those really old buildings, that's pretty normal. So I wouldn't worry too much about that.
And we go to Janesville and they've got another Jerry. Hey, Jerry, how can we help you today?
Good morning. My house is 4 years old. I'm down in my basement right now, and I've been noticing that my basement floor is cracking. And when I had this built, I was still working full time, and I called the city to see whether or not somebody said that when they did the floor first, they put down gravel, then plastic, and then pour the cement. But I don't know. I'm just kind of worried about some of these cracks I see.
Well, so some of those cracks, Jerry, in the basement floor, you should have some joints in that basement floor where the cracking should be located. Those would be stress joints that would be fairly normal, long as they're not overly large. Don't you agree, Tom?
Yeah, and the cracks, the floor is flush, right? It's not heaving up or moving down?
No. It's flush, but they're like hair. Almost looks like a road map. They're wiggly going this way and that way. And
that's no problem at all. Absolutely no problem at all. So you don't have to worry about that. That's a shrinkage crack. And like Chris said, sometimes they'll put control joints in, sometimes they won't. But that's not an issue. The modern standard of gravel and plastic is the building official should have checked for that if he was there to inspect. But you don't have an issue. You don't have to worry about it.
Okay. Thank you.
Well, isn't that nice to be able to say?
Yeah, absolutely.
Basement floor's cracked. Yeah. So what? You know.
Right.
What are you going to do?
Smear
some caulk on it, make it look worse.
Absolutely. At least he's down there looking. And that's what everyone should be doing today. Take a good look at your basement today and make sure you give us a call. And remember, estimates are always free at Accurate Basement Repair.
And the phone number that they should call is?
414-744-6900. And just ask. Angie's at the phones right now, just waiting.
Just waiting for your call.
Absolutely.
Ah. And you're giving away a free, we should explain it, it's a little battery-operated alarm that looks like a little plastic box.
Yep.
You put it on the floor.
You put it on the floor, it's a little water alarm, and you can set that just about anywhere, in a corner that you think is in question, or you can set it next to your sump pump or your floor drain even, or even your water heater. And if one of those items would leak and that monitor's in that area, it'll go off.
If you're on the line, stay with us. We can take your call off the air. Right now, I want to tell everybody the Fix-It Show is brought to you by Plumbing Parts Plus, for Rapina's Fine Foods, all parts, Siding Unlimited, J&B Construction, and your locally owned neighborhood True Value stores. Mr. Fix-It, you're going to be where?
I am going to be at the Waukesha Home and Garden Show, which runs today and tomorrow at Waukesha Fairgrounds. I'll be there from 2 to 4 today. I'm going to sell some of my $30 books for $10, and I'm going to give away some books, and I'm going to be there to answer questions.
And that's an excellent book.
Two to four today, Waukesha County Fairgrounds.
And our guest today was Chris Mancuso from Accurate Basement Repair. Stick around. Stephanie Graham is coming in with the news, followed by Rose Gray and the Fox World Travel Show on 620 WTMJ.